These are the announcements for July 30th, 2017. A fond farewell to Jean Picard, who is absent from the body and at home face-to-face with the Lord. She is the mother of a dear friend of mine, Kelly Picard Strom. And as the Lord would have it, he allowed the timing to be such that I was able to be in San Diego this week and to get together with Kelly and her sisters, Kathy and Chris, and to spend some time consoling them. It's really hard to lose a mom, and it's heart-wrenching. But they had a really close relationship with their mom, and we had a fun time talking about some of the things that were special about her. And all of us will meet her in heaven when it's our turn to go home and be with the Lord. So all of my prayers to Kelly, Kathy, Chris, and the whole family as you go through the grieving process. Continue prayers for Christina Rawls. She still hasn't heard anything about her scan, but early this week should be the time when she does, so keep her in your prayers. The result of the deacon meeting, we'll be talking about some of our priorities in next week's announcements, so stay tuned. This week is one of my favorite weeks of the year, where I get to go up to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and engage in the Coeur d'Alene Bible Conference. So that should be fun. A fun time will be had by all, and I'm looking forward to that. The Lord's Supper celebration for the next one is August 13th, and then September 15th and 16th, the Michigan Conference in Detroit, Michigan. I have a feeling that's going to be the first conference that we've ever had that was sold out from the beginning. There'll be standing room only at the conference, so that'll be really good. It'd be good to get a nice Michigan contingent. You know, I never really did give a formal welcome to the resident congregation to Scott McDowell and Heather Ludamosa. So, former welcome to you guys. It's funny, Heather's infectious personality has already got a lot of people excited in the congregation. I think she will be one of the great exhorters and evangelists for Barah Ministries. And I think we'll look forward to seeing a lot of people come to the ministry as a result of her spiritual life. And Scott is working today, and I want to kill him. I want to kill him. I want to take off his legs and beat him with them. I do. And I'm just saying that. I don't want to hold this hostility inside. He tells me he's live streaming, so if he is, he's probably cracking up right now. And if he isn't, he doesn't tell me that he heard this joke, I'm going to kill him. So, but welcome to Scott and Heather. We're glad to have you aboard. And also welcome to Tom Monty, who has come into the congregation. And we're really happy to have him here. Tom is the guy who's going to build our church. He didn't know that God picked him out for that, but God did. And it's not going to be built for free either. You're going to get paid. So that's it. All right, so those are the announcements. Those are the announcements for Sunday, July 30th. At Barah Ministries.